3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Friday edition.
We're going to keep doing this, huh?
What are we doing? What?
Well, I was going to say he was limited, but where are you sitting?
I'm sitting outside. It's a beautiful morning out.
But you're,
where are you sitting?
You're like this little tiny person. It looks like a moon landing or something.
Listen, man, I don't have my IT department with me. This is an all old T production. So you should be amazed. Say, Tausch, I can't believe you figured out how to get video every day when you've been out in California. That's
well,
what
now,
you should be saying.
Now the dimensions
that I know.
Make no sense. It's like, honey, I shrunk the Tausch.
Honey, I shrunk the Tausch.
That would be nice. I'm gonna lie to you.
Jesse's got a line on somebody that can help you with that edition.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So
looks
great.
It's just the. Oh my God. It is. It's you're like this little tiny guy in the fit.
All right. For those of you that are listening on the radio and not watching on the video stream, Tausch is far away from his camera and it makes him look tiny edition. I watched Thursday Night Football. Did you watch? Did you figure out what time it was on out there in California?
No.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You see what you miss when you're not watching the video. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, having just landed on the moon, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch.
Do you have a fire going, too?
I do, yeah. I do. It's very chilly out here in the Northern California setup at whatever time it is. What time is it? 7, I think, here? So, yeah, it's a little chilly out here.
So you did not get to watch your old teammate, your old partner, or I guess he would have been my old partner, your old teammate, Aaron Rodgers in his second home debut. He lasted more than 4 snaps in this one for the Jets last night on Thursday Night Football.
I figured you're going to be surprised by this. I figured out I got NFL Plus now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously Bulag is watching and breaking down all this film. So I got to make sure I know what the heck I'm. Well, no, I started, but now I knew that I didn't know this existed, that's a whole nother thing. But I was able to, we went for a nice long walk last night, and it was, but I didn't get till the third quarter where the Jets already had things kind of wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the little thing in my phone, and I was able to watch it because then the time zone didn't matter because I, you know, didn't have to sit in front of a TV at the Haas. So I was able to walk and watch a little bit as it was going. And sounds like he pushed Robert Saleh away on a hug. He, you know, I don't know all the details of it, but it looks like he's back, baby. He looked fresh. It looked like he must have played a pretty good game.
Mid-season form, arguing with
his
coaches, throwing for 300 yards.
His stat line looked good. Yeah, it was a good win for the Jets.
After that occurred, and then after his explanation, which we're going to play for you in a second, I have to be honest. The thought crossed my mind of, it's always something with this guy these days.
Oh, your old dog. You're going to get after him?
Right?
You gonna get after your
old
boy?
Well, so I don't know. So if you didn't see it, they score to go up, as he will explain, two scores, and Robert Saleh goes to hug him, and Rodgers like gives him a two-handed shove in the chest, which he is going to claim, as you'll hear momentarily. Well, maybe you won't hear momentarily that he's a shove guy. He likes a shove, and that they were celebrating that they'd gone up two scores. And I just like last week there was that little meme that was going around about him not listening to Hackett on the bench. Right, there was that clip that was circulating. And it just feels like there was the clip during training camp of him and Garrett Wilson arguing. Like, is it just me or
don't misconstrue those things though, Jason. The Garrett Wilson stuff, I didn't have any problem with.
Yeah, I didn't either. My point is that somebody's always making something out of something with him.
Well, because that's how he rolls. I mean, that's kind of, I think people are looking for it too, but. I'm never going to be judgmental about stuff that happens on sidelines outside of choking people or anything else. Is it a little bit weird? Yeah. You'd think you'd give them a big old bear hug. You're up 14. Your offense is humming. You know, things are going well. It's one thing when things aren't going well because,
sure,
trust me, I've heard these coaches, even when things are going fine, the amount of stuff that's said about players in those headsets are – you would never believe it. I'm assuming at some point they'll end up, somebody will get a docuseries and do that too. But I don't have a problem with any of this because it's just all's fair in love and war when it comes to being on the sideline. That's just how it goes. So I'm not as shook up as maybe you are about this.
I'm not. All right, let me be clear. I'm not shook up. I don't quite understand the explanation, and it feels a little made
forced
up. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So here is how the hug push away celebration was described afterward.
There was that awkward exchange with you and Robert. You appeared to like push him away.
It was not really awkward at all.
You appeared to push him away then when he went to hug you. What happened?
I didn't know. He's not a big hugger usually, so I didn't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. So, but he talks a lot about two-score leads. So I just kind of gave him a push and said, two-score lead. That's what happened.
Enough said. Enough said.
He was
That's
limited.
That's what happened.
I hope.
Jason, you know this. A-Rod's a big hug guy. He loves hugs.
He has become one, no doubt.
Maybe he's right. Maybe I don't know Bob Saleh. Is he a hug guy? If he isn't, and you brace because sometimes a lot of times I'll do a slap on the back and people will kind of like cringe or grimace a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe there's a little preemptiveness to what Rodgers is saying. I don't have any reason to not doubt him, but yes. It sounds anytime he jumps in and doesn't let you ask the full question, he wants to preemptively hammer you with something. So I'm sure there's probably more to this story. Do I think that Aaron Rodgers appreciates the way Bob Saleh handled the minicamp fiasco?
I do not.
I can assure you he did not. I said that when it happened, this is not going to be good. They better win early because this thing could implode. Well, they've won a little bit early. So maybe it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be all right. But I think this thing is just like my fire here. It's very tindery. And right now they're kind of keeping it. It's not, but that's a powder keg now. That is a powder keg.
Here's why it bothers me. And even Josh DiMaggio, who makes no bones about his despising of the quarterback.
Yeah.
The problem that I have with this is that, and my point of it's always something with this guy, he was fantastic. Like,
that
I don't know. I know there's Packers fans, and we're going to get into Packers, Titans, so don't worry. This is just the opening segment of the show. I know there are those of you that just don't want to pretend he doesn't even exist anymore.
Jason, but... I was going to ask you this before you hit your point. Where are we at as a Packer fan base? I'd like to poll this because I think most Packer fans, because Jordan Love's good, I think most Packer fans like, I hope Aaron has a nice rest of his career. Or are there, because I think even Joshy has softened his stance on A-Rod. I don't think it's amazing what a year of injury and a year of good quarterback play for your team does. Because last year it would have been hot. It would have been smoking hot, the vitriol, because there was a draft pick attached and everything else. I really feel like there is an indifference and a thank you for your service type vibe and not really a ton of care about what Aaron does now. It's a fascinating little dilemma, a little scenario that is played out.
I don't know that we can pull that if you'd like. I'll let Jesse do it from the show account so he can get the vitriol. I don't want that. I don't want that smoke. Because I do think that there are, they just don't. I think you're right. I think they don't care for one. Those of us that covered him or played with him are probably more interested in watching. But I still. Like, no matter how you feel about some of his off-the-field opinions or thoughts or statements or activities, I still think he's a really interesting player. And for him to play the way he played last night was super interesting and entertaining. Because I don't know what, you know, I watched the opener and, you know, he had some flashes. But, you know, obviously San Francisco throttled them pretty good.
They stunk. They stunk.
Yeah, and the way he played last night, you know, obviously New England's not very good, but it looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers, like him moving outside the pocket. And the reason why I think that is important is because I want to get to the whole idea of Jordan Love and how he will be able to, quote-unquote, protect himself if he does play on Sunday against the Titans. Because what you saw, if you watch Thursday Night Football, this Rodgers did have a 16-yard run during the course of the game, but he and Jordan Love after him in a similar fashion both believe in running to extend plays and make plays down the field. That has always been Rodgers' MO, and that is what Jordan Love tries to do as well. And so I'm eager to see exactly what Jordan Love, if he plays, and I don't think he will, but if he does, how he's going to do that part of his job. We'll talk about that coming up after Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed, they are the window and door equivalent of clinching the division, winning a world championship, hitting for the cycle. Matter of fact, Pella had a Shohei day. Three homers, 51 club. That's the beauty of Pella Windows and Doors. They manufacture all of their own products, and each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it withstands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship and innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Order by September 30th. Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We'll get to Packers Titans next. So for those of you in the YouTube comments that you don't hate Aaron Rodgers, you just don't want to talk about him, great. We won't talk about him. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Upon further review, as pointed out to me by Big Matt.
Nice hat.
Thanks. It's a bucket hat.
That is a good hat.
It's a bucket hat.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Love bucket hats.
M&M's. Tausch and I were discussing my hat choice off air, and he wanted to see a bucket hat, so now he's got one. And I'd like to see him a little bit closer to the camera, but I don't see that occurring.
Hey, is that better?
The reading of the lips and the dirty look that the quarterback gives his head coach, I'm not buying. I'm even less buying the two-score lead nonsense. That said, we're not here to talk about Aaron Charles Rodgers. We are getting ready for Packers, Titans, and the subterfuge, clandestine nature of their approach to this situation. He was limited. Has gotten to such a point, old T, that now Matt LaFleur is cracking jokes about it because he knows how annoying it must be to the rest of us around him. Is he going to practice tomorrow? Well, we'll have to take it day by day. We'll see. But I'm sure he'll be limited. Good one, Matt. He's making jokes.
I like that.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I like actually, that. Frankly,
have
it
little,
was funny.
Have a little fun with it.
As annoyed as I may be, it was definitely funny. The bottom line is, Tausch, you know, we've talked about this all week long. Other people, all of our other shows are talking about it. We will see what happens. Matt LaFleur said yesterday that they're going to give him the 90 minutes before kickoff when the inactive list comes out on whether or not he's going to go.
Did he take any team reps yesterday? Did he take any team reps?
He was limited.
Did you not get that answer?
He was limited.
I like that.
Yeah, that and Tausch, my point there, in all seriousness, is even if you're engaging in subterfuge, if he took team reps, my inclination is that you mention it because it even further muddies the waters then for your opponent. When you're not willing to say whether or not he took team reps or not, that implies to me that he didn't, and if I'm the Titans, that's how I'm taking it as. Now maybe it's a whole Jedi mind trick, and he's going to trot out there at Nissan Stadium and be ready. But I just don't buy that.
Yeah, I'll be curious when we do our prize picks of the week. Who's listed? Who's listed on the projections? What is the spread out in Las Vegas? Because I don't know how they do it, but it seems like they usually have pretty good ideas on what's going to happen. So there's a lot of unknown. I would guess it probably have things off the board if this is accurate, that Jordan Love, because Jordan Love is moving around. Again, you can only look at the clips that are put out because you guys are very limited in what you can see
and video.
Watching.
Yep.
Yeah. He's moving around okay. And if he's moving around okay, it's going to be a tough call for Matt and everybody else. I think he's closer to playing than you do. But I thought that last week. I just, knowing MCLs and understanding it, I know he's feeling so much better than when he got off that flight. He's probably thinking, oh, God. And then two or three days, he's in the pool, and he's icing, and he's stim, and he's getting the swelling out of it, and he starts laying down that bed of scar. You just start feeling better and better and better, and then you think, he probably thought he could have played last week. He certainly is going to think he can play this week. And I don't know how much clout he has as far as with, you know, they have not. Typically, the trainers know if you're injured, you'll have really frank conversations with them like, I can do this. And the trainers will trust you. And the coaches will trust you. The coaches will trust Jordan. But Jordan doesn't have that history yet because, fortunately, he hasn't been hurt. So I think he's going to push pretty hard to play. I do think you're going to be right. I think Green Bay, the training staff, and Matt and Goody and everybody are going to say, let it take a beat. If you're still feeling this way next week, will you play against the Vikings? But give this week. We can win this game without you. Get another week of that bed of scar, and then you can roll with that.
So I can tell you what the line is because I appeared on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. And Chewy was very concerned and confused as to why the Titans opened as 2.5-point favorites, and now they have moved up to 3-point favorites. That wouldn't indicate that the line drawers think Jordan Love is moving toward playing, right?
No, it would mean that the opposite. It would mean that Malik Willis is going to be playing. Yeah.
So, again, I don't know. I'm not. This is not my area of expertise. What I do think is that from the very beginning, what we, multiple of us, had been told was that he's not going to play the next 2 weeks, and we're hoping that he can play against the Minnesota Vikings when Mark Tauscher will be in the stands. Now, whether or not that comes to fruition, we'll have to wait.
Tentatively scheduled. This trip's going to be a little longer than I thought, so it's tentatively. Even if J-Lo, I'm not fully committing anymore to that. Yeah.
Did you forget how the time zones work for the return flight?
I didn't realize that USC game, depending if it's a night game, Old T's going to get back super late on Sunday morning. Is Old T going to want to, after not seeing his kids for a couple weeks outside of FaceTime, is Old T going to want to go up? I'm a little more Natalie Imbruglia, even if Jordan Love is playing, than maybe I was.
Oh, so. Interesting. We could take your tickets. I'm sure the girls would love to go. I am curious about the. Oh, by the way, I was informed today that I'll be filling in for you with Vinny and the boys on Monday on Wisconsin's Morning News on WTMJ. So
I'm giving you another look. That's great. Go ahead and pip
Wally.
Me.
Pippered. He's been pippered.
I'm ready to be pipped.
So let's kind of bottom line this, where we stand today. And again, this is for those of you that like to listen to the podcast after the fact or watch the YouTube video after the fact. It is 9:25 Central Daylight Time. It is 7:25 Pacific Daylight Time. And I don't know
what
time it
is. It's getting darker here. If you keep watching the show, it's going to get darker as the show goes. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know.
And then you'll just disappear, which is even more amazing.
They call it a marine layer out here, which is fascinating.
To you, apparently. So bottom line, this as of right now, we will see, you know, practice starts when we are still on the air, and you'll be in the dark at that point. But I don't know what he's going to do today. And to me, in my quasi-professional opinion, they're ramping him up this week. They're playing the game, but they're ramping him up. He's moving around more than he did last week. And then next week he's going to do team reps, and there's going to be hope for him to play whether you're in the stands or not. That's what my gut tells me. My gut isn't always right.
No, I'll say this. I think you're going to be correct about this weekend, even though they're playing the chess game. And I'm going to say this. I think they've played it pretty well. Because even, I know you've been pretty steadfast about this. I think most of your reporter brethren have been. Schefter and a lot of the national folks this week are kind of selling that narrative that he might play. And they're getting that from somewhere.
Maybe they're in cahoots.
There could be cahoots. I don't know if it's cahooty. But it's definitely at least enough. It's viable enough. And the fact that they're showing him jogging around and doing bootlegs and things like that, it's viable enough that if I'm Tennessee, I do have to take into account that he may play. And that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about.
All right. We would be remiss, though, because, look, Rob Domofsky is a good friend of ours. He will appear on the program at 10:30.
What time is that at 10:30?
That would be 8:30 your time, yes.
All right. Tausch keep time. The fire going.
Oh, it's going to be
TDT,
burning, baby.
Tausch daylight time. Rob doesn't share his video clips from SportsCenter and NFL Live a lot, but he was really, I think, proud of this one. So I think in honor of him, my question is, should we play it now or should we play LaFleur now and then we can play his imitation of LaFleur before he comes on the show later?
Well, I don't have the LaFleur ready, so I say we play the Domofsky.
It says right there we could listen to what Matt LaFleur said at the podium about Jordan Love.
Why don't we just do both right before Domofsky as Bruce Springsteen's playing? Why don't we do both? And then we can let him comment on it.
All right, we'll build up to it. I'll go get LaFleur. You emphasized the wrong word there, Jason. We could listen. We could listen to Matt LaFleur.
Well, if we could do it, then that would imply that you have it available.
I was being cute.
You're trying to be clever.
I
look forward to the day that Chrissy full time produces this show.
Well, it ain't gonna be long. I can tell you. You can see Jesse.
Couple of weeks.
Ain't Let me tell you something. There ain't anything subterfugey about Jesse. He starts adding the volleyball. He's training more people on a daily basis.
To do more of his job.
To do almost all of his job.
Fair.
It's smart.
Yeah, and we'll all benefit from it eventually when someone replaces him.
He's getting all sleek so he can do more TV work. I'm thinking he might end up taking some of Pablo's old work, and as he moves into the TV world, I think he brought Pablo in so he could backdoor a weekend shift over at the TV station. That's what I think's happening.
There's no way Carly Murata wants him on her team.
No, I'm the Andy Reid of the producer coaching tree at ESPN Wisconsin. I'm going to keep doing this and winning championships and living the dream and eating cheeseburgers.
God, I can't wait till Gabe takes over on Bullstream TV. Tausch, I know that you're enjoying yourself out there and having a great old time, but there's got to be part of you that's missing your Karuba coffee and your Glazer.
I don't even know what this is.
And
I
your discounted meat from the Quickery.
You love discounted meat. They're nothing better than discounted meat. I'll tell you what, my grill, and the grill's out here. You got fire burning. Oh, it's bad. The only thing I'm missing is Quick Trip because I'm out west. And that great ground beef straight from the Quickery. $2.99 a pound. Oh, and I'm going to tell you something else, Jason. Gas prices. I don't know what they are back in Wisconsin. It's crazy high out there. I guarantee you Quick Trips are better. And you know what? You can also get the chicken. Oh, Grandma got that roasted chicken Monday, $5.99. The tenders and the bone-in deals on Wednesday for $9.99. And you know I mentioned the tenders. I love it. They're hand-breaded, crispy, and boneless. Oh, baby, you can also grab some white bread, 99 cents a loaf. They also have great dairy deals. You get the cheese to put on your little burgers, everything you got. And then you always finish off a meal with Nature's Touch vanilla or chocolate ice cream. Just $2.99. All those deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app. I miss my Quick Rewards app. Order ahead and earn points. Take care of the payment or just stop by. Pick it all up or get it brought to you curb. So when I get back, Lord knows what time that's going to be on that Saturday. I'm going to order ahead. I'm going to get it. I'm going to figure it out on my way back. That's what old T will be doing when he gets back.
I got gas in from a Quick Trip on my way back from Milwaukee, $2.75 a gallon.
That's unbelievable.
Plus, I had my little coupon.
Probably discounts. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So much less than what you're paying out there in California. All right. We've got the green and gold game preview as the Packers get ready to face the Titans at Nissan Stadium in Nashville on Sunday. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com. Mark.
I'm getting the reaction to my M&M bucket hat just that I was hoping for in the YouTube comments, so keep them coming. If you're tuned in on either the ESPN Milwaukee or ESPN Madison YouTube comments, I'm monitoring those, so be nice to each other and to us. Time now for the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
Did you guys know the Green Bay Packers have never won a regular season football game in Nashville, Tennessee?
I did know that.
Yeah, I just heard that on a SportsCenter update. I think Chrissy was doing the SportsCenter.
She did write them
really
for me. Yeah.
Super good and very informative.
So the Green Bay Packers in search of win number one in franchise history in Nashville in the regular season, because they play like every year in the preseason, it feels like. At least they used to. Noon Sunday, besides the very, very, very low-hanging fruit of Jordan Love's availability, Tausch, what is another big storyline heading into this game?
I just heard this. The Packers had not won in Nashville. I think that's your storyline, right?
Wow, great
one.
Great. Good
now,
job.
You guys don't be so – you guys are so whatever this morning.
Big chance for you to totally redeem yourself with an actual answer here.
Indeed. So I think the storyline for me up to this point – obviously the Jordan Love low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to go there because Jesse asked so nicely. Can this defense keep this up? This is a tailor-made game 4 turnovers. And for this Jeff Hafley defense to continue on this pace, I saw Rob Domofsky's article this morning because I read him every morning with my cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They're on pace. If they get two or two and a half or three picks, whatever it is this week, they'll have more than they had all last year, which is crazy to think about. And Will Levis is a turnover waiting to happen. I'm going to be surprised. Who's their backup, Jason? Who's Levis's backup down there?
Not sure.
Okay, dynamite drop. Anyways, I think the turnover machine is Will Levis. I don't think he finishes this game on Sunday because he turns it over. I think this defense cranks it up and has a big afternoon. That's going to be how they ride this thing to victory.
Oh, Mason Rudolph is the backup.
The red-nosed reindeer.
The red-nosed quarterback. That's being confused with Sean Clifford, the big red backup on this practice squad. All right, first of all, if you're trying to read lips and you're good at that, you don't have to be. You maybe have to be a little bit better to get what Roger says to Saleh. You do not have to be a great lip reader to read the lips of Brian Callahan, son of Billy Callahan, right? Former Badgers assistant.
I think big Tom Callahan, too. This guy, I'm surprised he didn't get into the auto brake industry.
Well, Bo Callahan is his uncle.
Still wait. So
nah,
like, although,
his birthday party sucks.
Although his agent is in a little bit of trouble, Bo Callahan's agent right about now. Be that as it may, of course he was played by Sean.
Wasn't there a quarterback that came through the Packers named Callahan? Wasn't it Joe Callahan?
It was Joe Callahan, yes, sir.
That's an inordinate amount of Callahans in the business, isn't it?
Yes, high percentage of Callahans.
They all have that brake factory in Ohio that none of them are taking advantage of. It's a weird deal.
It's true. Brian Callahan yells at Will Levis as he's coming off the field last Sunday, "What the blank are you doing?"
Well, it was deserved.
Everyone in the stadium was yelling that,
yes,
too.
Yes, I agree. I'm emphasizing Tausch's point of what this game may be about. Now, that said, Mason Rudolph, I thought his backup was going to be Malik Willis until that late trade at the end of training camp.
Well, for a fourth-round pick, he might be again.
Here's the storyline for me. Josh Jacobs.
Jingle Henry Schmidt.
Can Josh Jacobs carry 30 times again in this game? Does he need to? Does Emmanuel Wilson take some of the load off? I am not a believer that Jordan Love is playing. I'm just not. So we will see what happens in a game plan that is Malik Willis-centric. So we'll have to wait and see what they come up with. I am fascinated to see how they tweak a very smart, successful game plan that they used against the Colts to fit another game with a guy that they don't want throwing the football a ton as their quarterback. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the storyline from the Packers' perspective. Jesse, next question.
Next up, and again, in the Green and Gold game preview, besides the fact that Jordan Love is not going to be available potentially, who is the most important non-quarterback for the Packers to have success on Sunday? So you cannot pick Malik Willis either.
Okay, Tausch. We get it. Rashawn Gary. He's got, one sack so far. I think they've... You know, people are getting after the pass rush a little bit because it's not been maybe as dominant as we all thought. You have to understand, people, you're playing mobile quarterbacks. Your job is to keep them in the pocket. You can't let them get outside. You can't be willy-nilly with your pass rush. Go inside. Then he gets the boot out. That's where they make big plays. That is, I know Will Levis can move a little bit, and you'll have to maybe contain to a certain extent. But I think Rashawn Gary's going to eat. I think he's going to put cheese on everything. I don't know what other hashtags he uses on social, but I think Rashawn Gary is going to have a big game. And I might Steinhoffel him too, even knowing the rules of how it goes, because I think he's going to have that kind of game on Sunday.
Tausch, before I give my answer, I want to get back to what you said about rushing the passer. So they have 2 sacks on the season. And you're right, that has been part of the conversation, is that they have faced
mobile quarterbacks in the first two games.
Yep.
But then we were told, you know, hey, Will Levis can run too. That was what we were told. So my question is, aren't all quarterbacks in 2024 largely varying degrees of mobile quarterbacks? Like, how long does this excuse hold water for not having better sack and pressure numbers?
So not all things are equal, Jason. Jalen Hurts is dynamite out of the pocket. Oh boy, Richardson, dynamite outside the pocket.
Dynamite.
He's a big, strong dude.
He's big.
He's a big, strong, and he can run. Let's not kid yourself here. Is he Mike Vick? No. But can he run? The thing with young players, Jason, and that they always, quarterbacks, how I judge young quarterbacks, do they pull it and run after their first read is covered? Because if that's the case, you're not going to be a sustainable quarterback in this league. So you want to force them to be uncomfortable and sitting in that pocket. Are they going to stand there and take a hit, or are they going to throw off their back foot and Xavier McKinney's going to go pick the ball off? That's what you're trying to get. That's more important than rushing and occasionally get a sack. But what they're at their most comfortable when they can roll out to the right, not feel that pressure and have all kinds of open space to be a run pass threat. And yes, most quarterbacks are both, because that's what the league is asking. That's what the league needs. So you have to figure out with your blitz package, I'm heating up this Levis cat all day, every day. And he's going to turn the pill over and we're going to get sacks. He's going to start seeing ghosts. And next thing you know, I think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Mason is going to be in there quarterbacking Sunday at, you know, probably middle of the third quarter, fourth quarter. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay, we're going to heat up this Levis cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
You can't help yourself, can you?
Come on. It was. You called him a cat. I feel like I was on solid ground there.
I didn't say anything about eating cats. Like, that never entered my mind. What are you, Garfield?
No, I'm... Never mind. Smaller story, maybe you missed it. All right.
News travel slow out there.
We're waiting for the Pony Express to deliver that to old T out in California. All right. The most important non-quarterback, and we will get to this a little bit later in the program, but I want to see Quay Walker play better. And I asked what I thought was a very gentle question about some of the shortcomings in Quay Walker's game so far this season. Look, he is the Mike linebacker. He is supposed to be the, you know, funnel all the tackles to him and make plays there in the 4-3 defense. Tell me I'm wrong about the Mike linebacker in a 4-3.
Well, in this defense, the Will should be your impact player. Your middle linebacker should be your tackling machine.
So should he be the Will instead?
Levis?
The Levis cat. No, Quay.
Jason, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm going to break that down for you. I do think you're going to want to see, at some point, even though your guy, the chiseled Adonis, is playing good football.
I do like him, yeah.
I want to see Edgerton Cooper. I want to see him getting more work. And I would venture to say, by Thanksgiving, he's going to have one of those spots. I don't know whose spot
it's
going to
be. You're probably right. So my point is that I want to see Quay Walker do more. And I am willing, as I have said on other shows across ESPN Wisconsin this week, I am willing to continue to give him some grace. It's a new system. He's finding his way in it. But
what year is this for him?
This is year three for him, and he is a former first-round pick. Hey, so the expectation has to be played. Yeah. Quay time.
It's time.
So that's why I would choose him, and we'll hear how Jeff Hafley answer my question a little bit later in the program. All right, Jesse, last question.
Last one in our green and gold game. Oh, I ran out of music. That's sad. The Packers win a regular season game in Nashville for the first time ever on Sunday if... Tausch?
Yeah, I think...
They get 2.5 interceptions. Like,
with the caveat, well, they're going to get turnovers. And I'm not going to go turnover margin. I think Malik Willis as a runner needs to be in that 35 to 50. He needs to be 35 plus running the football. If that's the case, I think Green Bay wins relatively easily because he is going to be, if he is the starter, which I believe he will be, he needs to be a focal point. You talk about taking a little bit of a load off of number eight. On board with that plan, it needs to be number two doing it. I don't think it's going to be Emmanuel Wilson or what's the young guy's name, Brooks, that they just signed?
Chris Brooks.
That's going to probably be a little spoiler that that's probably going to be my Steinhoffler. But I think Malik Willis needs to be that running threat that will add to it to take a little load off and to soften things up. Because I can assure you, Tennessee is not going to sit and dilly-dally and play defense the way the Indianapolis Colts did in the first half of that game. They'd be idiots if they did.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And that's why, on the flip side, I am going to say that they have to find a way to run the ball productively, not as productively as they did against the Colts. There is no way that the Tennessee Titans did not spend the week saying to their defensive players, we are not allowing them to do to us what they did to the Colts. We are not letting that happen. And Simmons in the middle is a stud, right? I mean, he's drawn comparisons to Aaron Donald when people talk about him.
He's a good player now.
Yeah.
He's not Aaron Donald, but he's a good player now.
Right. I would agree. And so my point is simply they have to find a way to run the ball well regardless. And it's not going to be to the tune of 237 first half yards, but if Jordan Love doesn't play, and I see in the YouTube comments there's a lot of folks that think he's going to, you may be right. Again, I don't want to try and predict whether he plays or not. It was interesting that Steno's comment yesterday, and I think it was Michael that brought this up in the YouTube comments, he said Jordan will tell us if he's going to play or not. And I don't know if that was Steno, like, I don't know if that was him speaking out of school or if he misspoke or if that's really how it's supposed to go.
Like Steno ain't afraid to speak out of school.
He got a filter now.
Yeah, he's a Marshfield guy.
Josh didn't rise to the occasion.
Marshfield guys don't filter stuff, man. They ain't going to filter that stuff.
It's almost like he's from the potato corridor. So it is curious that if that's what it is, and it ends up being his call.
No, he's playing then.
That would also indicate that don't you have to be cleared in order to make your call yourself? Because the doctors have to make the call.
Be a good time for you to do a David. This be a good time for you to do a David Gruber read. I know that.
Or you could do a American Family Insurance read. And
well, Packer fans, it's your call to get Packers sweepstakes. American Family Insurance. They want you to come to a game. They need you to come to a game. And picture this. Hit your very own VIP tailgate. Then cheer on your Packers from jaw-dropping seats. No sound effects from old T today. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. You have to enter by the stroke of midnight Central Standard Time, October 21st. Visit amfam.com/Packers. Well, it is. I mean, it would be, oh, God, what time would that be? 9:59, I believe, Pacific, if you're out west. I'm not going to get into Hawaii time or mountain time would be 10:59, et cetera, et cetera. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully. Yes.
It's time for trivia.
The easiest contests to enter to win ever, and we make it so challenging on ourselves.
Well, you got the stroke of midnight to get it done.
No, that's wrong.
You're wrong.
Good one. We need to play trivia.
Thanks.
I'm getting some requests in the YouTube chat for you to do like a prairie dog pop-up, so you shrink down behind that, whatever that barricade is that's in front of
you. Oh,
yeah,
Jesse, can I do a little tour of where I'm at during what, not this break, obviously, but
yeah.
At some point, I'll give you a little tour.
Only?
Yeah, we can do that, for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice pergola. Just let me know when, and I'll walk around and show you the pergola and the
10-15.
Whole valley that we're in.
Give us a 10:15. We'll do a Digi only on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and the Wildy and Tausch social feeds.
I'm going to generously give my spot on that Digi only to Chrissy so she can deal with it instead. All right. We need to play trivia. Jesse, what's your category and what caller do you want to have get only one right? Because that's been the trend this week.
Today's trivia category, are you from Nashville? Do you know how the line finishes, Jason? Yeah. You
know, what is that from?
It's like a very common,
Dumb and Dumber.
Corny. No, it's not from Dumb and Dumber. It's a very corny.
Should have named
pickup.
Our show this, from what I hear.
It's a very corny pickup line. Are you from Nashville?
Cause you're Nashville hot?
No, that's not it. No, okay. Cause you're
the
only.
That's a type of chicken.
Cause you're the only 10 I see.
Yes, yeah. Oh my
that's
god!
That's so dumb. What? That is.
Have
so
you never
dumb.
Heard that before?
Like, it's only better if you'd have delivered it in a Boston accent.
Are you from right. Nashville? Huh? Questions about Nashville, Tennessee in today's trivia.
You're the only 10 I see. Oh, that's clever. I think I had heard that maybe in about fourth grade. All right, let's play trivia. Caller 10 C right now. Caller 10. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I say go, baby, go, go, go.
Trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Hugh in Waukesha. A pinkish hue, a rosy glow. Hugh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Was that a courtesy? That was a courtesy laugh, right? That's a Seinfeld
100%,
reference, but that
yeah.
was a total courtesy.
Total.
All right. Hugh, I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks. Good luck on the trivia. Tiny Tausch out there. Honey, I Shrunk the Tausch. Is going to nod along with the answers, even though it's not Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. So if you're on the video stream, you may get a little help from old T. Boy, it sure is bright out there. Question one, Hugh, is this. Sharing its name with another famous American street, the main road in downtown Nashville features a plethora of bars and live country music venues. And it goes by which of these names? Is it Broadway, Lakeshore Drive, or Oneida Street?
Broadway.
Boom. One for one. Tausch, you ever go out on Broadway in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, fun time.
All right. Question two, Hugh, is this. Which of these Power 4 universities... I'm adjusting to Power 4 instead of
That's
Power 5.
That's a change, although the Pac-12's coming back.
We are. We're making a comeback. which of these Power 4 universities features its main campus located in Nashville? Is it Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, or Baylor?
Vanderbilt.
Wake Forest is in North Carolina. Baylor is in Texas. Indeed, two for two. Vandy in Nashville. All right, question three. And a chance at our only perfect score of the week, I believe?
Wow. That would be the case.
Opportunity here, nice. Hugh. Here we go. Flowing through the heart of downtown Nashville. God, this is really nice prose, Jesse.
Poetic.
Flowing through the heart of downtown Nashville, the Tennessee Titans Stadium is located on the banks of which of these rivers? Is it the Holston River, the Pigeon River, or the Cumberland River?
Cumberland.
Did not know that. You did. Well done. Does it have anything to do with the Cumberland Gap?
Thank you.
Are those two related in any way?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Dynamite drop it, as Tausch likes to say. Hugh, you're 3 for 3, man. You got 4 entries into Friday's drawing, which is today, so that's coming up a little bit later in the program. And you... I'm not predicting. I'm not in the prediction prognostication business, but you're the only one with four entries in there. So
ESPN Bet would have Hugh as the favorite if they provided odds on the trivia drawing.
And the Titans favored by three. There Hugh, great. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. Love you guys. We'll see ya.
And I love you guys. On top of it.
We like Big Hugh now. We like some huge.
We like Big Hugh, and we cannot lie. And you like Coors Lights.
Oh, you know, that's right. And I love Coors Light for a myriad of reasons. It's cold package. It's cold filtered. But I really love the 16-ounce, big, wide-mouth silver bullet with the mountains. I don't know if I can see. You can't see back here, but the mountains back here. Beautiful, and they're beautiful on my can. They're blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it doesn't matter if I'm in California, Utah, Wisconsin, it is always Coors Light in my hand. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Have you been in Utah recently?
you know, Utah is my second favorite state in this union. Oh, I had a great debate last night with some people about the temperature and why Wisconsin is the greatest place to live. And her boyfriend was from, I think, Argentina, and he's a little scared off by the cold temperatures. And it's just, the more you look at it, it's 80 degrees back there, right? In September?
Every day's been the same for three weeks.
I just continued. I almost don't want to tell people how great it is. But I do. I'm torn on it. So
were these people in your group, or are they just like random people in your orbit that you're just arguing with?
Well, I got us two new subscribers to the podcast last night.
Thank you for your service, Grinder.
I would say they're newly into our orbit out here. That's how I would phrase it.
Yeah. Real quick.
Let me tell you this. Wood-fired pizza truck. Old boy brings it to the Haas, and he's got it towing it behind, and it's a wood-fired deal. He puts wood in there, gets it all, coals all hot, and it's like a
Was it wood or coals?
No, it was wood. But you have to get coals in order to start fire, Jason. I don't know if you fully understand fire. Here, I'll show you this. But you make the pizza in a deal, and then you drive off with it. When you're done, it's a fascinating deal.
Yeah. Rustique Pizzeria has the same truck right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Pizza pickup is what you're fascinated by?
No, it's a big old wood fire deal. I just love that big ladle that you put the pizza on. You kind of shimmy it in there.
It's not a ladle. It's like a paddle. Well,
What I meant.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Since you're in the same time zone right now, can you text Jason Eck, the head coach of the University of Idaho Vandals?
I texted him a bunch last night. We were chewing the fat now that we're on the same time zone. A lot of conversation last night.
I'm thinking about writing about Tucker Kraft today, and so I know he's busy coaching up his team, but I need like 5 minutes of his time. So
You do that already?
No, it never happened. Never came together.
Text him on a Friday before a game.
Well, this is apparently a Thursday night before a game is fine, though.
Yeah, but we're talking about stuff. I'm not like putting his stuff out on the street like you're going to do.
Well, I just want to ask about
you know
Tucker
what? Kraft. He loves it. Let me tell you something. Coach Eck loves attention. Just text him. He'll get back to you.
All right.
He's good about that.
I will. And we will also get to the 10 o'clock hour, which starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.